Blog Talk Radio.
Burning down deep in my soul. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And oh my goodness gracious, yes indeed, his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and also unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He's the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this dark, lost, and dying world that we're living in. Many blessings to each one of you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, girl, so that you, and I'm talking to you, can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respectful person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 7, where we read our Lord Jesus tells us as his called out disciples from this world of unbelief, the formula for success, that if we are to expect to be beneficial and fruitful believers in Christ, then we must be united to him in the oneness that our Lord Jesus prayed to the Father for. We are being promised by our Lord Jesus himself that from that point of understanding and submission, that he will answer every wish that we make according to his will, and it shall be done. Wow. We're going to talk about I wish. You know what I'm saying? We always talk about we want some things, we wish some things. Our Lord Jesus has already told us, and we're going to talk about it in this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast, how to obtain those wishes that you desire. It's not as plain as you may think, because I'm telling you, what you're wishing for and what God wants, there has to be a mutual agreement. My special guest is here, wife, mother, author, leader, evangelist, as well as entrepreneur and empowerment speaker. You best believe she got a word for us that's going to bless us. And I believe it's coming from on high as Holy Spirit God leads and guides and directs her. Talk about woman of God right down the road from where I'm broadcasting in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. She is in our state capital of Little Rock. Woman of God, Renita Hoof is here. And I'm telling you, this is the woman of God. She has many things to share. And I've already told her, take your time, sister. We ain't got to try to rush through this thing. We can build a kingdom collaboration right here, right now. And I can have you back as many times as Holy Spirit God opens up the door of your heart and leads you back to this fire gospel experience. So listen, y'all, we're ready to do what we do for Jesus. We are ready to lift him up high. I am prepared. And my special guest, woman of God, Renita Hoof, is here to encourage you in the most high faith in God. And then the whole time, it's all about giving God his just due honor, his praise, and his glory as we usher in Holy Spirit God to come right in, take a seat, and do what you do. We've already had prayer. We are excited and ready to go. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost, sanctified, fire.
are my source and you always provide. I won't bow down under pressure.
My God, I guess you can't get it no plainer than that, devil. All of your tricks, all of your trials, and all of your troubles is not going to be effective to the people of God. We are not trying to hear that mess and that nonsense. We are not bowing down. Thank you, woman of God, Paula Cooper. Thank you for setting the stage right here on this fire gospel experience. I love that. We gonna start this bad boy off with that prominent understanding that we are determined to live for God, come hell or high water. We gonna be like the three Hebrew boys. We not bowing down. You could throw us in the furnace. You could cut us in half. You could kick us out the church if you want to. But that's just letting me know God has greater later. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you, man of God, Jason Nation, for always sending these anointed gospel artists to this fire gospel experience. And Paula Cooper, you keep doing what you're doing for Jesus. My special guest is here, amazing woman of God. She is doing so many different things. I'm telling you, she is involved in ministry work, author, leader, evangelist, entrepreneur, empowerment speaker. And that comes after being a wife and mother. She's got it all straight. I believe she's done some time over in the United States Army, and she has been an alumni at the historical Central High School in Little Rock. If you don't know what I'm talking about, do some studying on that, because there were some grounds being broken racially back in the 60s when integration was being fought hard against and black folks was always trying to be kept on the plantation and farm, didn't want us to read, didn't want us to have no kind of equality, didn't want us to have no kind of fairness in housing and in education. Little Rock, Arkansas, High School of Central High was a prominent place in the civil rights struggle. And I'm just happy to have this woman of God here. She's going to break some front ground right here on this fire gospel experience, talking about the things that God is doing for her life in her ministry. So without any further ado, my special guest, woman of God, Renita Hoof, is here on this fire gospel experience.
Amen. Amen.
Blessings, woman of God. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. How are you?
I am well. How are you? Glory
to God. I'm doing
well,
too, my dear sister. We was already having church before we went live on the air. We were just getting in that spiritual state of mind of acknowledging God as being the preeminent power source and person in our lives. So, woman of God, I want you to just continue where we left off before we got started on this show. And why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself from any point and season in life that you want to share. Tell us about woman of God, Renita Hoof.
Well, first of all, I just want to say I give honor to God for allowing him to give me this opportunity to be able to come and onto this station and to give him glory and to magnify him. I give Jesus, who is my, he is my everything, because, of course, he died and he rose for me. And because of that, I have to give him glory every single day. And that's the reason why, listen, that's the reason why my favorite scripture is Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Listen, listen, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify.
Amen.
Come on, this is a radio broadcast. Oh, magnify
Lord
the
Jesus.
Lord with me, and let us
Don't
exalt his name together. Come on, I am excited about my Father. I'm excited about my Savior, and I'm shown up excited about the Holy Spirit that keeps me.
Come
See,
on,
this
now.
Is the deal. Some
Amen.
Folks, listen, some folks, they don't understand what it really means to be kept, because they weren't in the world like I was in the world. They didn't do the things that did, but because of who he is, he kept me even when I wanted to clap back. But he said, uh-uh. He said, I'm the one. He said, vengeance is mine. You don't clap back. All you do is stand. So I give honor. I give honor to the Holy Spirit for keeping me and watching over me. And I give honor to you, man of God, the visionary of this great radio station. I am so in broadcast. I am so glad to be here and that you thought enough to even invite me to be a part of what this groundbreaking experience of what God is doing and this movement that God is doing in the earth. So I am so glad to be here. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, saints of God, people of God, listeners, you all have just experienced a woman that is so full. She is just bubbling over. She's just being respectful and letting me just say my little piece right here. But I promise you, I know she could have just kept on giving God praise and giving God glory. Woman of God, listen, tell us what your life was like as much as you please, what you're comfortable with when you made that decision to accept Jesus Christ. Because there may be somebody that's listening to this broadcast right now that's leaning but have not yet decided to make a full commitment to accept Jesus Christ. I believe something that can be said today that will persuade them to take another step closer to receiving Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Tell us more about your life when you said, I need Jesus. I want Jesus to be my personal Savior.
So I want to encourage someone on tonight that the decision to make Jesus your all, your Savior, is imperative. I want you to understand that there is no way that you can live without him. See, because it reminds me of when I gave my life to the Lord. See, I grew up in the church. My father was a pastor, and my mother was an evangelist in her own right. And I grew up in the church, but then I messed around and got distracted by the world. And when I got distracted by the world, I ended up being homeless. Now listen, I didn't do drugs, but I sold drugs. Come on here. I didn't do drugs, but I sold drugs. I didn't drink, but I ran with those that did. And when I didn't have anything, I had came back from the military and I had nothing. And when I had nothing, first of all, I came back and I had everything. See, the world offers you everything, but it's empty. I'm gonna say that again. The world offers you everything, but when you obtain it and when you grasp it and you look, it's actually empty. And so the enemy offered me empty promises. It was nothing. There was no value to it. It was actually counterfeit, because everything the enemy does is counterfeit to what God does. Come on here. And
Smoke
so then I gave. I'm telling. difficult time.
Yeah.
So
Jesus.
What I ended up doing, I ended up being homeless. And in the midst of my homelessness, I ended up driving, and I was in my car, and I was actually hiding because they was looking for the car that I was driving so that they could repossess it. But I,
yes,
as I was driving and I was living in my car, and I was asking God, I said, God, I know that I've not been obedient. I know that I have been absent in this relationship. But God, if you would save me,
help us,
I will
Lord.
Serve you for the rest of my life. If you would save me, I would be your mouthpiece. If you would save me. Now, this is what I want you to hear, visionary. Nothing seemed to happen in the natural when I prayed that prayer. Nothing seemed to transpire in the natural when I prayed that prayer. There was no lights. There was no camera. There was no action. There was none of that. Because all of that, all of that is tinkling. All of that is, all of those emotions will move and will leave you. But on the inside of me, supernaturally, I began to feel a movement and a shaking of God. And when I began to feel that eruption on the inside of me, I knew then that my life would never be the same again.
Never, ever.
I knew then that it would never. I knew that the enemy's stronghold had been broken. I didn't
Thank
want the club
Jesus.
No more. I didn't want the men
no
more.
More.
I didn't want the gossip
nope.
no more. I didn't want the selling of the
nope.
drugs no more. I didn't want the lying and the deception no more. I want none of that. I wanted none of that.
Jesus.
Because I knew that something had happened on the inside of
yeah.
me.
Come on.
Not
now.
On the outside.
That's right.
I didn't start wearing
no
long dresses. Come on here. I didn't take my makeup
Preach.
Off. But on the inside of me, I took all of the things of the world off of me. And then once it went off of me on the inside, it was easier for me to peel it away on the outside.
Jesus.
And when God transformed me on the inside, my God, today, when he transformed me, where I used to be a sailor by the mouth, using profanity, he cut it off.
All the time. Yeah, yeah.
He cut it off. I changed the way that I talked. I changed the way that I walked. I changed the people that I was around. I changed my thought process. That's why the Bible says to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And listen, I changed what I watched on TV. I changed what I read in the books. I changed everything because something on the inside had changed in me.
Amen.
I want to encourage somebody that is on the fence about being saved, on the fence about turning their life over. It's not even a question.
Man.
This life, watch this, the hardship in this life, the affliction, because the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver us out of them all. All of my pain, all of my going through is better going through with God than any time I was going through with the devil. It's better than any good days I had with the devil.
Amen.
And I'm excited about what God is doing. So I encourage you, if you are on the fence, I'm telling you, if you are on the fence and you don't know whether you wanna stick with God, you wanna try God, I'm here to tell you that you must try God. He is the best thing that could ever happen to you. My God, today.
Put him to the test. We dare you to try God and see if he is not everything that Holy Bible says that he is. Because you right now, you are listening to people that more than likely have done some of the very things that you probably still doing.
And then some.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the change that has taken place in our lives, we didn't just grit our teeth, ball up our fists, and be determined that we're going to do it. No, what we did is we opened up our hands, raised them up to God, fell down on our knees and said, "Dear God, please help me to be who you created me to be." See, there's people out there right now woman of God, Renita Hook, that are called by God, that's doing a Jonah move. They running from their calling because they have been so enticed by the things of the world. They feel like if I be a Christian, I'm not going to have the good things in life. I'm here as a living witness that you can still be a Christian and still be cool. You just ain't got the salty flavor of the world all on you. I'm living my best life right now. Matter of fact, I'm living my best blessed life right now. Because those things that I was trying to hold on to, even as a born-again Christian, when I decided to let them go, that's when God started to overflow. Hello!
Come on here. Come on. Come on. Now, I like it when you talked about Jonah. See, because with Jonah, see, there was a purpose that God had put inside of Jonah.
Yep.
And because God had spoke that purpose inside of Jonah, God will pursue that he's put in you.
Yeah.
You can run, but you can't hide. Because whatever God has spoken over your life, for I know the plans that I have before you, said the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you,
Jesus,
to bring you to an expected end. In other words, I have already written it. I am the author and the finisher of your faith. I've already written it. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm Genesis and Revelation all at the same time. I've already written it. I'm going to pursue that I have invested in you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get away.
You can't. You're wasting good energy and good time when you could be serving the Lord and doing things that have an eternal, lasting purpose and reward behind it instead of running around being foolish. But I'm just saying what I'm saying because we've all been there. None of us have come to God claiming to be righteous. We have all had to come under the shed blood of Jesus the Christ to be accepted by God. There's no amount of good works that you can do that's going to satisfy God and say, come on in the room, come on into heaven. It's not about good works, because if it was about good works, then the man who was God that put on human flesh and walked this earth for 33 years, and his name is Jesus, would not have had to come and die for us. There was a debt that had to be paid, and Jesus paid it all, and I'm so glad. Woman of God, I need to just let my listeners know that you are a media personality as well, and you have this amazing broadcast talking about Real Talk with Woman of God with Renita, and you're doing a series in July. I do my homework, Woman of God, talking about deadly distractions. I need you to just kind of enlighten us before this series gets away from us. Catch us up from where you had started this. I know it's got to be amazing, and I need to catch up on some of the broadcasts myself about deadly distractions. Let's talk about that, because sometimes we just get so caught up in being churchy that we are not really aware that we are in spiritual warfare. Come on, woman of God, talk about some deadly distractions.
Yes, so of course, I as you stated, I have a broadcast that airs on Facebook Live, as well as on YouTube, and as well as on TikTok and Instagram every Wednesday at 7 a.m. And the Lord, he guided me this month to talk about the month of July, to talk about distractions. And we started with dismantling distractions. And what we have to understand is the enemy works in our distractions. The very moment that we get ready to read the Bible, all of a sudden we're distracted by being sleeping. The very moment that we get ready to study our word, somebody calls us. The very moment that we get ready to worship, there's an interruption. And so what God wanted me to make it known is that these are not just things that are happening, that these are plots and ploys of the enemy. In our marriages, sometimes we get distracted by what we see. That's the daily distraction. That's what happened with David. David was walking, he was walking the rooftop, and he was distracted by the woman that was across on the other roof. He was distracted about what he saw. And when he saw what he saw, he let his flesh distract him from being the man of God that he knew that God had called him to be.
Amen.
And sometimes these distractions are so deadly that when we sow to the flesh, we're going to reap fleshly results. And
that's
once we and listen,
every
single time, and we understand that the wage of sin is death, And those are daily distractions. And that's why God wants us to dismantle. And watch this. Now, watch this. Now, I want you to understand that we will always have distractions. As long as there
always.
Is an enemy that walks around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may whom he may destroy, we will always have distractions. But what
we have
to learn to do is identify and manage the distractions. Nullify the distractions. Annihilate the distractions. Distract the distractions. Come on here. How we distract the distraction is with the word. Oh, that's good right there. How we distract the distraction is with the word. And when we distract with the distraction with the divine word of God, then the distraction is now rendered powerless.
Yes, ma'am.
It's rendered with no effect.
That's right.
And no authority. Come on. So, but we first have to be aware of distractions. We're tired all the time because we work too much.
Mm.
We're thinking we're trying to make more money, but we really watch this. When God wakes us up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning and we can't get up because we're so sleepy, don't you understand that that's a distraction? That's an interruption?
Yeah.
In the communication that God wants to download something in your spirit. My God. When arguments come, and instead of us not saying anything, we want to argue back or clap. Don't we understand that that's a distraction and a separation?
Mm-hmm.
When we don't bless those that do that spitefully use us, instead we do them the same way they do us, that's a distraction. Because the only way that we're blessed is if we be a blessing. When we're supposed to forgive and we don't, that's a distraction. That's the only way he said he's going to forgive us if we forgive others. Come on. Man of God, I'm telling you, these distractions. The enemy works in our distractions.
Now, you just said something right there where I'm going, because you're so right. When we're talking about the enemy and then we're talking about distraction, here is a distraction that gets 90% of the folks out there, including yourself and myself as well. And it comes from Matthew 7. Our Lord Jesus said in verse 13, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Now, on this wide road, it's some of everything. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. Wait a minute. Did I say rock and roll? Sex, drugs, you name it. Everything that is masquerade under the banner of what we call entertainment and fun. Don't you know that one of the devil's greatest devices and strategies is entertainment, is comedy, is movies, is videos, is music, and he knows that if he can get us to get our flesh aroused, if we can get our minds stimulated to the point where all we just doing is having fun, you church folks are so square, we ain't hurt nobody, it's a distraction from you getting to know your spiritual self, because all you're doing is feeding your flesh desires, feeding your outer man. But the word of God tells us, woman of God, in where he talks about the road that is narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting. And that's the one that we are talking about. It's not narrow because we're so strict on ourselves that we don't want to have no fun. What it is we are no longer deceived. And those things that would potentially keep us separated from God, we throw those things out because it's a weight that would just bear us down, and we not having that. So we walk the narrow road because the narrow road is the safe road. It's the road that leads to life eternal. It's the road that God says, this is the way that I want you to go. Don't worry about all that other stuff, because you'll have something in your spirit that people on the wide road don't have, and that's joy everlasting. Sweet peace, regardless of the trouble, the trials, and the storms. And then we have a God that is right there with us, who made us, woman of God, who created us to do the things that we do. Amen. Goes right there. I need to share that because that's one of the biggest distractions that we have. It's masqueraded as fun, entertainment, and excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And people are being distracted by it every single day. every day.
That's good.
So, woman of God.
Every day.
Woman of God. We're going to take a music break right here because I know I got a man of God that's going to bless us right now. He's going to ask us a real question. He's going to let us know. He just wants to know, are you who you really say you are? Do you really, really, really have a purpose in your life? Amen. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Woman of God, with Nita Hook. We're just breaking it down, y'all. We're just telling the truth. We're just telling it like it is. We ain't got no shame in our game because, look, you listening to some people that have been through some storms and have come out, what they say, drip dry. Amen. It goes right there. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We love you, Jesus, and we have no shame in letting people know that we really do exist. He's man of God, Ashford Sanford, asking a very poignant question. Do you really exist?
Where are you? I don't know what to do. Can you hear me? Do you see me? Can you feel me? Do you want me? My life seems to get hard by the day. Lord, I'm trying my best. I'm trying not to stray. To have everything he needs. A nice car, nice house, more money, nice bounce. Lord, please help me. But here I am, reading my Bible. I'm trying to be faithful, but my struggle seems to take over. Lord, I don't know what. I really don't know what.
I really don't know
what. Do you really exist?
Is it all
me? Or am I wasting my time?
You are listening to Fire, the Gospel Explosion, where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about FIRE.
Yes, indeed. FIRE, 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 the gospel experience. And I'm trying to tell you, we are having a beautiful discussion about just what it is just being a Christian in real life, in the life and time that we're living in. My special guest, woman of God, Renita Hoof. She is author, leader, evangelist, entrepreneur, empowerment speaker, as well as some of her most honored positions as a wife and a mother. And that being said, we need to talk about mentorship and being a midwife. I know that that is one of your ministries, woman of God. Why don't you enlighten us about the importance of mentorship and this midwife ministry that you have?
Oh, man of God, yes. I'm just, you know, I'm excited about what I want to encourage people is to make sure that you have a mentor. And being a mentor means that you are able to go to a spiritual leader and that you are able to speak with that spiritual leader for advice and guidance. And that person can speak into you. Because what the amazing thing that I'm learning is that God has put a purpose on the inside of each and every one of us. And this purpose takes process for it to manifest. I'm going to say it again. The purpose that God puts on the inside of us it's a process until that thing comes into full maturation. And you actually need a midwife. And men as well, listen, need a midwife or a mentor to bring that thing and to help you to burst that thing out. And see, some of us, man of God, we are pregnant with so much purpose that once we take birth or give birth to one purpose or one thing that God has already ordained us for, we're seated again. So we're purpose again. We continually have these huge downloads that God is putting on the inside of us, and we're needing somebody to help us to bring that thing to pass. Because watch this. Sometimes God will give it to us, and before this thing can crawl, we'll want this thing to walk. We need to be giving it the nutrients of the word. We'll compare with the promises of God that he's given us to somebody else. And that comparison will abort what God has in store for us. And so as a mentor, it is you have to be, we have to make sure, I'm a mentor and a midwife. And I have a mentor and a midwife over me.
Because every mentor
and every midwife, we still need somebody that can help us and push us to our purpose.
Come on, you're so right. Yes, ma'am.
And because we need a mentor or a midwife or a purpose pusher, that helps to develop us in our stages where God has called us to be separated or to be isolated for a season. You know, when Jesus went up into the garden of when he was in the garden of Gethsemane and he took his disciples with him, but Judas was away. He was away doing mischief and really doing the assignment. You know what he had chose to do and that was to betray Jesus. But remember, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him. Even Jesus needed a circle. Jesus needed a prayer group. He walked in and said, God, I need for you all to pray. Because Jesus knew it was not that last leg he had to do by himself. We have to do some things we have to do by ourselves, but God ain't calling us to do everything by ourselves. That's why we need that mentor and that midwife to help push us to where God wants us to be.
That's so true. You're right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I think that is beautiful because there is none of us here on this earth, I don't care what level of spirituality, what your office is, what your calling is, we are called as a fellowship, as a collective body of believers. That means we always need to have somebody that we're accountable for, and two, we need to always maintain relationship with somebody that we can go to, pray with, and we need somebody where we can unclothe ourselves and be transparent
yeah.
about what's really going on, because when we're at church, we're at our Sunday best, and we look at
yeah.
you, we smiling good, we know the protocol, but we still sometimes withhold things that need to be let go of. So that's why I hear what you're saying, woman of God, about mentorship and about being a midwife and having somebody that can step in and intercede and support us. That is so beautiful. Now, I also know
yes.
that you have an upcoming event in August, on August the 20th,
yes.
2022, Lasting Legacy Leadership. I told you I did my homework. Woman of God, you just got
yeah.
so many things going on. God is blessing you. Tell us about this Lasting Legacy Leadership that's going on in Little Rock, our capital in Arkansas.
Amen. On August the 20th at 10 a.m., we will be hosting a Lasting Legacy Leadership Conference. Now, what this entails is we are women that, and we'll have men in the audience, but we are leaders that will speak life into other leaders. And so the one thing that God began to deal with me is that I need to leave an inheritance for my children, and we always think
okay.
that an inheritance is money, and listen, that's the benefit of it. The money is the benefit, but the money is not it. See, because
okay.
I want to teach my children to fish. I don't always
yeah.
want to give them fish. I want to teach my
that's
children
right.
and those that I mentor and those that I'm their midwife. I want to teach them character, because just like T.D. Jakes says, don't let your character take you. Don't let your gifts take you where your character can't keep you.
That's
and
right.
And so therefore,
that's good.
Therefore, I want to teach character. I want to teach the fruit of the Spirit. I want to impart to you that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. I want to help you to maintain humility on all things. I want to help you maintain humility on the mountaintop and your work in the valley. I'm going to say it again. I want you to maintain humility on the mountaintop and your work in the valley. See, because if you don't maintain your work in the valley, watch this, you will unpack yourself or become naked in front of somebody that's not your mentor, that will take advantage of your nakedness.
Right.
And when they take advantage
right.
of your nakedness, they will prey on you instead of pray for
Jesus.
You.
Yes, ma'am. Jesus.
And when
you
they pray on you,
instead
of praying for you, you will find yourself in a predicament. Now you've walked away from everything. You walked away. Now you have condemnation because you've been sifted. Oh, but that's a whole nother listen. That's a whole nother program to get into right there.
That's a whole nother broadcast for even for your platform.
That's a whole
nother
broadcast.
That's a whole nother program. Amen. Amen.
That's a real
well,
talk program
God,
right there. Mm-hmm.
I got you, and I'll be tuned in for that one, too. But listen, I just want you to know that August the 20th date coincides with another date where I will be attending the Love Music Awards in Little Rock on August the 20th. So I will come by there, and if nothing else, just pray over y'all, maybe take a few pictures of your event while I'm up there at the Love Music Awards on August the 20th in Little Rock. I'm going to pass through there and shout at y'all. How about that?
I would love that. Hallelujah. I would love that. I'm so thankful. So thankful.
God is bringing all of the right people together for such a time as this. I'm amazed. I am simply amazed, because all of the signs that Jesus was the Messiah, he demonstrated those over 2,000 years ago. Never had a man done those things, and the book of Revelation said many more things did this Jesus than if it were possible all the books of the world could not contain what this amazing God man did
Come
in 3
on.
years. And he prophesied what is happening now 2,000 years later? I'm amazed that people still dispute the Bible, but I understand the Bible says that they love darkness. They don't want to let go of their own headship as the leader of their life. They don't want to submit to anyone else other than their own self, which has left them in a state of spiritual, mental, emotional darkness. But God said, Jesus, that in the beginning of end times, that there'll be wars, rumors of wars. There'll be devastations, pestilence. There'll be natural disasters going on. And look at what we are living in with right now. And it is only growing worse and worse, and people still trying to act like the Bible ain't right. Well, woman of God, I'm here as a witness to let you know that all my days I will be standing firm on the word of God and Jesus Christ as my Savior, who has came in the name of the Father who is in heaven. And then we are blessed to have Holy Spirit God who lives inside of us as a witness. As a first fruit of us being saved, we have Holy Spirit God as a resident comforter. And Jesus is right next to the Father on the right-hand side, interceding for our post-sales so that we can make it on through. Amen.
Amen.
I have so enjoyed you. But before I let you get out of here, there's one more thing. I told my listeners at the beginning that you are amazing in the things that God has you doing. And finally, we want to talk about your book, Broken Alabaster Box. You have just been so used by God. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Broken Alabaster Box? What is that phenomenal literary piece all about?
Yes, sir. Broken Alabaster Box is a book, an inspirational book that speaks of a woman that was broken. If you remember back in the Bible, in the book of Luke, I think it was, where a woman came in and she was broken, and Jesus, and she broke she washed his feet with her hair, and she broke the alabaster box, and she anointed his feet, and she gave him a kiss. And then the disciples were all upset because they said the woman, especially Judas, they were upset saying that this woman had spent money and broke, but that she was wasteful. And then Jesus rebuked them because of this woman. And so the book speaks of a woman that had lived such a perilous life, but when she heard that Jesus was passing by, she did everything she could. She did not allow anything to stop her or to limit her. And that is what the book is about. It is about my life, and it's an inspirational to tell every woman, every man, that even though what you've done in your past, that God can erase all of your brokenness. Where you thought the oil was running out, that God, that he has not forgotten about you. Glory to God.
Amen.
And I do want you to know that there's a workbook that goes along with it.
Come on, what you say?
There's a Broken Alabaster Box, the book, and a workbook.
Amen. That's to make sure that you didn't skip no chapters. She got a workbook so that you could be quick, so that you can retain what you read, because I promise you, you're going to need it. Woman of God, is there any jewels, any pearls of wisdom that you'd like to leave us with before you go, before we let you go?
You know what, man of God, I just want everybody to know that Jesus is Lord, and that if you try him, He is the best thing that could ever happen to you. The Bible says to taste and see that the Lord is good. And listen, we have to taste the word. And once we start tasting the word, we will grow an appetite to where we hunger and thirst after the things of God. And there'll be a burning desire on the inside of us to read and to come into relationship with him. Not religion, but come into straight relationship with Jesus. And because of that, we lay down tradition and religion, and we pick up relationship and transformation. Amen. And so if I have to leave anything with you, I would leave to please, please, please look towards the hills from which cometh your help, because all your help going to come from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. Glory to God. Listen, listeners, I want you all to get a copy of your book. Where can your book be downloaded? Where can your book be purchased, woman of God?
You can go to RenitaHoof.com. That's RenitaHoof.com.
You can order from there. You can go to Amazon, or you can go to Barnes & Noble. I do want to say that not only do I have Broken Alabaster Box and the workbook, I have a Real Talk Marriage Journal. I have a Real Talk Sis 12-month devotional and journal, a 12-month devotional and journal, and I have a leadership journal. And you can get all of these off of Amazon.
Amen. Amen. Well, I guess since we're talking about that, don't forget about Real Talk, sis.
Yes, Real Talk, sis. You make sure that you can, that's good. You can make sure that you can tune in on every Wednesday at 7 a.m. And then I teach a Sunday school lesson at 7:30 and at 9 a.m. on Facebook Live and on Instagram, as well as TikTok and YouTube. Yes.
Amen. Well, listen, woman of God, I want you to hug my good brother, Nick Hoof. Tell that man of God I'm waiting on him to send me some more music so that I can blast him all over the airwaves and the atmosphere. Tell him he's in my prayers. The both of y'all are in my prayers. I am going to continue to pray that God will continue to breathe his blessings over y'all lives so that y'all can continue to do the amazing work of evangelism and representing our Lord Jesus Christ up until the day when our time here on this earth has been completed, or unless the Lord Jesus decides to come first, whichever the case may be. I appreciate both of y'all in the name of Jesus. Keep doing what you're doing, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. That is my special guest for today, mother, wife, author, leader, evangelist, entrepreneur, and empowerment speaker. Y'all better get in touch with her so that some of the blessings that overflow her life can fall on you. Woman of God, Renita Hoof was here on this Fire Gospel Experience, and I want you to make sure you come back and stay with us on another opportunity, woman of God. You have an open invitation, so come see us anytime you're ready.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Welcome to God. We need a hymn. Yes, indeed. That's just how we do here on this Fire Gospel Experience. If you are called by God, if you have a deep passion and a purpose for Jesus, I need to get in touch with you, because now is your time to shine like never before. God is working in your life, and now is the time when all of God's people are being brought together for the full purpose of shining bright. Brighter, brightest to the glory of God. Amen. Goes right there. You are about to get it going on right now with man of God, B.W. Craig, because we made mistakes. But just like I say on every Fire Gospel Experience broadcast, and just like you heard Woman of God, Renita Hoof, you can't start over, but you got to trust in God. Hallelujah. I'm standing here, I'm free today.
start over. Don't let the devil hold you down. You can start over. Let Jesus turn your life around.
Hello, I'm Tanisha Collins, happily married wife of 27 years, best-selling author, speaker, marriage coach, and child of the Most High God. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life, love, and strength over marriages with the spirit of worship, praise, and thanksgiving for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, please contact me via email at mrstanishacollins@gmail.com. To view dates and times for my teaching ministry, to browse my selection of books and services, or to book me for your next event, visit my website, tanishacollins.com. That's TENISHA Collins.com. You are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. Be a blessing to your family, your friends, and your co-workers by telling them about Fire. It's all about kingdom building.
You're filling my desire. My praise belongs to you.
Now, y'all already know how I feel about that fire. And woman of God, Sheila Johnson, is saying the same thing I be saying all the time. Lord, I just want you to fill me with your fire. Amen. Goes right there. This is the portion of Fire the Gospel Experience where you blessed people of God will come in with your sanctified selves and just bless us with all of your words of exhortation, appreciation, inspiration, and sometimes admonition, because sometimes we need to be shook up and woke up to the things that God would have us to understand, know, and participate ourselves in fully and wholly. So without any further ado, I have this wonderful woman of God, Tamika Reed, that's going to come to us by way of recorded inspirational message and share what it means to be positive. Amen.
Hey, Fire family. My name is Tamika Reed, and today I'm just stopping through to share an inspirational message with you. But first, I would like to say thank you to Mr. Ron. You are so amazing, Mr. Ron. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for bringing the word on today. Thank you for inspiring our lives on Saturdays and Sundays. You are amazing. Thank you. So listen, Fire family, an inspirational message that I would like to share with you on today is, there's a lot of negativity in the world, which I am so glad that Mr. Ron brings this show to us, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays, because there's so much negativity in the world, but there are some positive people in the world that can shine some light on others and can inspire others, you know, and it's just so amazing. It is so amazing. So listen, although there's a lot of negativity in the world, sometimes it's easy to sink in, and it's hard, so hard to get out of. But I like to say, through this poem that I wrote for you today, stay away from those whom have tainted lies, negative vibes, tell all sorts of lies, because you ain't got time. Live your life, strut and strive, survive. Keep hope and love alive. You can do without the negative lives deteriorating your mind, body, and soul. Spirit, one whole. Take control of what comes and goes. Your life matters. Let the negative go. Your life becomes better once you quit and go. Forget the chit, the chatter. Mix up a batter. Good vibes, love, and laughter. Hope for the best. Remember, life can be a test. Let your love shine through. Radiate good energy, too. Give hope. Now that's dope. Always keep the positivity afloat. So always, 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 always surround yourself around positive people and always keep your thoughts positive. And remember, it is so easy to sink into the negativity that the world has going on. But if you keep your thoughts positive and your surroundings positive, everything will be okay. Okay? So, thank you, Fire family. Enjoy your day, your evening. Much love and light, peace and blessings, and thank you for having me. God bless.
Amen, amen. That is my little fireball sister, author Tamika Reed. You talk about a spirit-filled, you talk about a joy-filled woman of God. I mean, Lord Jesus, that young lady has a testimony. She is an author, and I'm suggesting that you go to her Facebook page, author Tamika Reed, and check out the books that she's written, because she has an amazing testimony about how God brought her through some very tough times, some very dark days, and some valleys to now where she is shining bright on the mountain of victory and overcoming. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. If you would like to be a special guest for my Word of Inspiration, give me a call. 870-413-0220 is my personal cell number. If I don't answer, please leave a message. I'll get back to you. Or send me a message on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, as well as an email, ronaldjefferson1. And to all you gospel artists out there, if you would like to also send your music, your MP3 music track to Ronald Jefferson 1, along with two artists that can record that 3 to 5 minute inspirational word up, record it on your cell phone and send it to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. until we can get you here live, I can do like I just did with woman God Tamika Reed and put you in my library and record it. Amen. There's a way with all this beautiful modern technology for us to do kingdom business as on demand. How about that right there? Amen. Tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. We're about to turn up the heat, y'all. Here's man of God, Tyrone Watkins. We're going to do some traditional, old school gospel music, singing about Glory Land. Y'all know what that is, right? Yeah, that's where we headed one day. Heaven, heaven, heaven.
When I see Jesus, one of these old days, I won't have to cry no more. When all of my friends and my loved ones, we get together on the other shore, what a time it's gonna be. Oh,
Hi, I'm Sheila Moore Piper, a Christian soul artist that is called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. As an artist, I want my music to uplift and inspire. Through the years, the sound of gospel music has evolved to speak to new generations. However, the message remains the same. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It is my desire that all people know Jesus Christ perfects that which concerns us, and to encourage everyone to build a strong spiritual connection to the high power that He is. I pray that our ministry will draw you closer to God and stir up His Spirit within you to celebrate His goodness. Stay connected with us by contacting us at SheilaMoorePiper.com or by email at bdm.ugroovemusic@gmail.com. You are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We get excited right here on this fire gospel experience. Sounds of Woman of God, Sheila Moore Piper, getting all of us excited in Jesus because, amen, yeah, I can't think of no other reason to get excited than to honor our God, give him his just due praise, because we honor him and we praise him and we lift him up for the things that we know about. But what about all the things that God is doing, has done, and probably will do that we won't know nothing about until we stand before him in glory and he points out the things that he kept away from us, that he moved around us or moved us around it. Amen. Thank you, Sheila Moore Piper. I'm getting even more excited already. We are embracing for your spiritual conversation for the book of John, the 17th, so that as we conversate, that you will consider what it is we have to share about the scripture verse that tells us, plain and simple, y'all know we love this scripture verse, we'll tear this one up. John 15 and 7 says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So we're going to discuss one wish, our wish. We read scriptures like what I just read, but we'll only kind of concentrate and magnify the big part of that scripture from John 15 and 7, which says, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done. Seems like the other part of that scripture we don't pay no attention to. And it clearly says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, then it will be done for you. Now, what we as people of God must learn to do is accept the complete and total word of God and stop dissecting it to fit our needs and tastes. Our Lord Jesus used very common language, stories, and parables to describe himself and the kingdom of God. In John 15, we see that our Lord speaks about being something that his listeners were very well aware of and acquainted with. Being people that were sheep, cattle, and goat herders, as well as farmers. We have to go back to the beginning of the chapter in John 15, verse 1, where our Lord Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. So it was so very true for those who heard our Lord speak of the great necessity of divine spiritual connection. So it is with us today. In our modern day times, if not even more. Malachi 3 and 6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Yes, and what God had declared those many centuries ago still stands even more true today in our very much me-centered and materialistic world with all of our new fancy trends. John 15 and 2 says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. What we would wish for has got to be centered around the will of God for our lives. And with that comes the intimate process of God molding, pruning, admonishing, exhorting, and even chastening us when needed. John 15 and 4 says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. John 15 and 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. So as we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus, we see the beauty and wisdom in asking for those things that we believe God also wants for us, even when we may not know what to pray for. Romans 8 and 26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We would do well, beloved, to stop the practice of only petitioning God with our long and endless wish list and become praisers of God, where we come with joy, songs of worship and thanksgiving, as all the angels, the heavenly constellations, and all other living creatures do. John 15:7 says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. This is the very heart and crux of the matter, that whatsoever we do should be done to honor God with our very lives. Finally, Colossians 3:23 puts the icing on the spiritual cake and says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto man. So, beloved, for we all commit to this great spiritual ideology is when it will become true. John 15:7b, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Amen. Goes right there. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience is giving you some food, some spiritual food for your soul. Here's man of God, Tim Woodson, and the heirs of harmony. Because when we pray that God's will be our will and our will be God's will, he's able to do just that. He's able. I'm trying to tell you.
Whatever it is that you're going through, we want you to know that God is able to pull you through. Heirs of harmony, come around and let's encourage your folks.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Rush Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
About lost sheep, so we got some demons up off of me. I was blind, but now I see. Yes, I was bound, but now I'm free. Yes, I'm free. Yes, totally. In Christ, I got the victory. I got the victory, and that showed up. Out there, that he showed up. He was crucified, he hung his head and died, and on the third day, he rose up. Told the devil, you can hold up. Knocking
us, and they be mocking us, and they be docking us. But still, they know it ain't no stopping us. If I can't say the name of Jesus in my rhymes, then y'all might as well go ahead and lay me down. Cause I ain't come here just to compromise. I can't let you know about exercise.
He changed my life, so I know it's real. He's in my heart, so I know it's real. Can't see him, but I know it's real. You can't change the way it feels. He changed my life, so I know it's real. He's in my heart, so I know it's real. Thank you for your mercy. Satan had it out for me, but God wouldn't let him hurt me. I'm hungry and I'm thirsting after righteousness. I put my all into this music, giving it my best. If I never do another show outside my city, it don't even matter, cause I know that I'm forgiven. He's the reason that I'm living, reason that I'm gifted. See, I was born this way, created in his image. Amen. Tribe of Judah, giving praise, he's a lost ruler. I don't know who I'm talking to, don't know who I'm talking to, but God knows the plans that he had for you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God knows the plans that he had for you. He changed my life, so I know it's real. He's in my heart, so I know it's real. Can't see him, but I know it's real. You can't change the way it feels. He changed my life, so I know it's real. He's in my heart, so I know it's real.
And it's A1. Another God that ain't one. I searched all over, ain't none. So miss me with that false teaching. Our religion, no Jesus. We all need some more Jesus. He's the reason that I am breathing. I'm on a mission for show. No letting go. I'm out here reaching for souls. And no, I ain't not tasting no paper. He is the highest and there's no one greater. His grace is true and his love is kind. I'm out here trying to tell everybody and everybody that knows somebody. Yeah, we all need to know about it.
He changed my life, so I know it's real. Heart, so I know it's real. Can't see him, but I know it's real. You can't change the way it feels. He changed my life, so I know it's real. He's in my heart, so I know it's real. Can't see him, but I know it's real. You can't change the way it feels. Everywhere I go, I gotta tell somebody. Everywhere I go, I gotta tell somebody. I know it's real. I know it's real. I know it's real.
Robin McGee, because nobody gonna do me like my God, like my Jesus does. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, getting our gospel groove on. Here is man and woman of God duo, Walk by Faith Ministries, singing about love is just so, so amazing.
Amazing, 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 amazing.
Lord, we thank you for your love.
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 Lord, your love is so amazing.
So amazing.
Lord, your love is so amazing.
So amazing.
Lord, I love it 'cause
body, I give praises unto you. I'm just trying to tell somebody that the love of God is true. Feel your spirit touch my body, everything became brand new. Your love,
Lord, your love is so amazing.
So amazing.
Lord, your love is so amazing.
So amazing.
Lord, I love it 'cause you save me. Lord, I love it 'cause you save me.
You say thou shalt love thy neighbor. Lord, I love you, but your love is greater. Lord, I thank you 'cause I know you're able. You even give me strength to love my haters. God loved us, so he sent his only son with all power in his hand, so I keep him number one. I look up and say amen. Father, let your kingdom come. In the love of God I stand, 'cause my victory is won. Your love,
Lord, your love is so amazing.
So amazing.
Lord, your love is so amazing.
So amazing.
Lord, I love it 'cause you save me. Lord, I love it 'cause you save me. Lord, I love it 'cause you save me. Lord, your love is so amazing.
So amazing.
Lord, your love is so amazing.
So amazing.
Lord, I love it 'cause you save me. Lord, I love it 'cause you save me.
Lord, we thank you for your love.
Amazing.
Lord, we thank you for your love.
Amazing.
Lord, we thank you for your love.
Amazing.
Lord, we thank you for your love.
Lord, your love is so amazing.
So amazing.
Lord, your love is so amazing.
So amazing.
Lord, I love it 'cause you save me. Lord, I love it 'cause you save me.
Love you. Your love. Your love. Dear God, it's just so amazing. Amen. It goes right there. Sounds of Walk by Faith Ministries. Lord Jesus. That song just hit you right where you need to be hit. Listen, I want to thank my special guests. They just, oh my God, woman of God, Renita Hoof, you just blessed us so. We are so grateful for the wonderful work that you're doing, how God is just moving in your life. And just in so many different beautiful ways that could be appreciated. And I need to say, just are so very necessary in times such as these. We need more women like you. We need more mentors like you. We need more midwives like you that are out there laboring on the front line for the salvation of souls. And not just talking about the afterlife, not just talking about eternity, but we talk about a high quality of life right here, where there is peace down on the inside, where there is healing in the body, where there is healing in the spirit and in the mind. Amen. It goes right there. I'm going to keep praying for woman of God, Renita Hook, and others like yourself that are deeply involved in the work of the Lord God Almighty. I just want to leave y'all with one final word, if y'all don't mind. I would just like to share this word with y'all. I think it's going to bless you. I really do. The word of God tells us, from this final thought I want to share with you, my deepest desire is to never, ever intentionally disappoint God ever again. And I pray that his grace and his mercy cover me from all those unintentional times. But as far as making up my mind that I'm going to do what God says do, I don't ever want God to frown on me. I don't ever want to be abuser of his grace. Amen. Goes right there. Because I'm going to tell y'all this. I found out, just like woman of God Ruth Boothby, who has a fabulous testimony in her own right, that God is the cure for whatever ails you, for whatever dilemma, for whatever trial that you may find yourself going through. But once you come to know God as a deliverer, as a healer, as a redeemer, don't vacate the presence of God. That should draw you closer to God than you've ever grown before. We have a tendency sometimes when we go through our trials and troubles that once God steps in and makes that thing brand new, that we kind of leave God off to the side until we feel like another crisis comes about. But who would want that in their lives on a human level? The only time somebody calls is when they're sick or when they're in trouble or when they need some money. None of us would want that. So I'm here as a living witness. I know God doesn't want that either. He wants intimate relationship with you. He wants to hear your joy. He wants to celebrate with you. He don't want to just hear about all your problems and all our bad behavior and mistakes. God wants to enjoy us in the fullest. Yes, yes. Woman of God will do with me. I agree with you. He is the cure, and he's worthy of all our praise. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord Jesus, because he is worthy of every praise on our lips and every good deed that's in our heart. To God be the glory. Amen.
In all the wrong places.
In all the wrong places.
Grasping for anything. Trying to find where grace is.
Help us, Lord.
Oh, Lord, please speak the word that will assure.
Redeemed.